what stood out here in your kicking game? I mean, aside from the returners, I mean, any other guys?
The big thing that's standing out to me is how hard the guys are working. Mm-hmm. Our period right now during training camp for the entire training camp is at the end of practice. So and they know that, and they're finding a way to dig down and give us that extra effort right at the end, and we're really finishing strong at every practice. So it says a lot about the character of our guys and how bad they want to win.
We talked about Colquitt the other day. Talk about suck up a little. It just seems like you remember misses more than you remember makes.
Right.
And last year he just had just a few kind of puzzling misses that just way typical for him.
We're trying. It's a mental thing with him. It's not. Uh-huh. It's definitely not physical. And you know, he's doing a lot better. Kevin O'Day, my assistant. Uh-huh. I mean, I really believe he's the best in the league, and he's working really really close with Ryan, and I really think they're taking strides and going in the right direction mentally. He had a great day today. We put him in tough situations yesterday as well. I mean, we kicked 5 field goals. 4 of them were over 48, or 3 of them at least were 48 yards or more. So he's in the right, he's moving in the right direction, and we're happy.
The
main thing is his confidence to hit his line. I mean, we put him on, I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but we put him on the end line and you try to hit the goalpost. And if you trust your line, if you know that you can hit the ball where you want it to go, that's all you need to worry about. So when you get in the game, you pick a spot, whatever the wind is, you say, I'm going to hit it right here. And if I hit it on that line, I know it's going to go through. If some kind of wind gust blows and blows it out, there's nothing you can do about that. You just, as long as you hit your line, okay, we're fine with that. And he's getting to that point where he's building that confidence.
Have you seen any signs that Niall Davis is making progress with the kickoff return?
Yeah, he's doing better. And we've kept him after practice 3 days, you know, catching extra balls on the jugs. His big thing is focus. I mean, he's never really done it, you know, in college. So we're trying to utilize his talents as, you know, as a big guy that can run fast and try to, you know, we're really thinking we can develop a kick returner. So it's going to take a little time. And we're looking forward to seeing him in some preseason games when the bullets are live.
Yeah, you mentioned the games. What are you looking for in the New Orleans game? Are there things you're going to particularly be looking for?
We're looking for guys securing the football, making sure that they have courage, hitting it north and south. You know, good catches, catching the ball on the front foot, not chasing the ball late, not panicking because the coverage is coming down. I mean, especially on punt returns. Right now, I really believe we have 2 punt returners. You know, kind of tangent on that, but. We have 2 punt returners that I feel good about right now, Dexter and Wiley, and we have a lot of other guys that are still developing as far as ball reads go. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know, as we go through these next preseason games, actually the first 3 for sure, seeing exactly what we have in the depth.